Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie and we're so happy to see you all.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is work.
And our title is Stuck in the Elevator. Stuck in the Elevator. So Peter, what did we learn on yesterday's program?
Well, we learned that Alice and Linda got stuck in an elevator. Elevators are things that take you up floor to floor.
Yeah, you can go to the first floor to the 10th floor within seconds. I wonder if Alex and Linda are still stuck. Let's find out. Here's Peter with our Read It.
Where is Linda? Rob will search for her. But she's stuck in the elevator with Alex. It isn't Alex's fault. He didn't want to trap Linda in the elevator. He just never takes the stairs because he's lazy. Finally, the elevator doors open and Alex climbs out. But Linda isn't tall enough. Maybe together, Taylor, Alex and Rob can save Linda.
Peter, do you ever take the stairs in your apartment building instead of the elevator?
Sure, I do. Sometimes I will take the stairs to get the exercise.
Really? But you live on the 7th floor. That's a lot of stairs to walk up. Taking the elevator is a lot faster and saves more time.
That's true, but if you want exercise, the stairs are perfect. Well, friends, let's learn those key words for today. Here's our teacher, Christina.
Hello, 办公室的电梯故障了。 Linda 和 Alex 被关在电梯里。 Rob 本来等着他们要送三秒交来工作上要用的。 这下子等不到他们, Rob只好说,我自己去找好了,
I'll search for some super glue myself.
动词 search就是搜寻, 他们被困在电梯里,可以说
they are trapped in the elevator.
动词 trap有使人被困住或者是陷入困境中的意思。 Linda说,如果走楼梯就好了,可是Alex说,我从来不走楼梯的。
I never take the stairs.
楼梯的阶梯就是 stair. 所以讲到楼梯的时候,因为一定有很多阶梯,所以就是用复数的 stairs. Alex为什么不走楼梯呢? 他自己都承认,
I'm just lazy.
就是懒惰而已. 形容懒惰的就是 lazy. 他们的电梯被卡在楼层之间, 最后门开了, Alex是从电梯里爬出来的。
He climbs out.
动词 climb 就是爬, 字尾 NB 的 B 是不发音的。 Linda 爬不出来, 所以大家要去救她。
They can save Linda.
动词 save 就是搭救或救助。 还好这个整个过程是有惊无险。
Why didn't you take the stairs?
I always use the elevator. I'm just lazy.
Don't feel bad. This isn't your fault.
I guess. But what are we going to do? We're stuck in the elevator.
Well, shouting didn't work, and the emergency button didn't do anything.
Maybe our friends will look for us soon.
Linda and Alex are still stuck in the elevator. They should have taken the stairs.
Yeah, but they didn't know this was going to happen. It could have happened to any of us.
That's true. Okay, how about we talk about stairs a little bit more? You take the stairs when you want to go to another floor or another level.
Right. Let's say you live in a house. You take the stairs to go up to the second floor. Maybe your bedroom is up there.
Why didn't Alex and Linda take the stairs? Let's go to Rebecca to learn more about this question.
Hey friends, it's that time of day when you get to learn a new grammar point. Are you ready? Okay,
If you want to ask why someone didn't do something, you can use this grammar point. Why didn't we do something? For example, why didn't we go to the zoo? Or why didn't she come to the party? Ready? Then go on and use it.
That was very helpful. Thank you, Rebecca. So why didn't Linda and Alex take the stairs?
Because Alex always takes the elevator. He's a little lazy.
Hey, you don't like taking the stairs either, right, Marie?
You're right. I'm just lazy.
I'm just lazy. Marie, that's today's calendar phrase.
I'm just lazy.
I'm just lazy. 我就是想偷懒一下.
It's a beautiful day.
Yes. Why don't you go to the park?
I'm just lazy.
Why don't you ride your bike?
I'm just lazy.
Why don't you take a walk?
I'm just lazy. Why don't you do those things?
I'm just lazy too.
I'm just lazy.
I'm just lazy. 我就是想偷懒一下.
You know, when it comes to walking up the stairs, I'm just lazy.
Sometimes, I could be lazy too. Well, when we have felt this way before, you just don't want to do anything. Maybe you don't feel like cleaning your room or doing homework. Instead, you just want to watch TV.
Yeah, but if you want to study English, you can't be lazy. You have to learn a lot and work hard.
That's right. Alex might be a little lazy, but it's not his fault they got stuck in the elevator. They are trying everything to get out of the elevator. Shouting didn't work, and the emergency button didn't do anything. Christina, can you tell us a little bit more about this sentence?
被困在电梯里, Linda 说, the emergency button didn't do anything. 紧急求救按钮什么都没做。 换句话说, 它的意思是, 紧急按钮根本就没用, 坏掉了。 所以我们可以用 didn't do anything 来表达某样东西没有用, 或者是失去效用。 比方说, 你去朋友家, 按了门铃, 门铃却没响, 就可以说, the doorbell didn't do anything. 其实你也可以说, the doorbell didn't work. 这两种说法都可以用来表示某样东西失效没有用。 再来看一句, 如果你生病, 吃了药, 却一点效果都没有, 就可以说, the medicine isn't doing anything. 或者, the medicine isn't working.
Did you ask Linda for some super glue?
Yes, and she promised to bring some to us.
Then where is it? You called her 15 minutes ago.
True. I'll call her again.
She isn't at her desk?
I guess not. Can you go and look for her?
Sure. Or maybe I'll search for some super glue myself.
Rob and Taylor talk about Linda. Linda promised to bring some super glue, but she is nowhere to be found.
Peter, do you ever make promises?
Sure, sometimes. For my friend's birthday, I promised to take him out for dinner.
Oh, that's great. We all make promises, right? Well, when you say you will do something, you should do it. And you should always keep your promise.
Linda keeps her promises, But she can't go anywhere or bring the super glue to Taylor because she is stuck in an elevator. But Taylor doesn't know that quite yet.
Yeah, Taylor called Linda 15 minutes ago, and she tried calling her again, but nobody answered.
Rob is wondering where she is, too. We know that she isn't at her desk. Marie, do you have a desk?
I do. I have a desk in my office. I sit at my desk when I use my computer or if I have a lot of work to do.
Desks are great. You can put things inside the drawers, and you can put things like your calendar and pens and pencils on top of your desk. Maybe you have a computer on top of your desk, too. Or, if you're at school, you have a small desk while you listen to the teacher.
Well, Linda is not at her desk, so Rob will go and look for her. Or he might go search for some super glue himself. Here's Christina to tell us more about this sentence.
Rob 说或许他会自己去找三秒胶。I'll search for some super glue myself. 句尾的 myself 在文法上叫做反身代名词，是我自己的意思。我们来看看它的用法。I'll give him a call myself. 我会自己打电话给他。或者 Are you talking to yourself? 你在自言自语吗？另外我们常看到片语 by oneself 表达独自做某件事没有别人的帮助。比如说 I finished the work by myself. 我自己独自完成那项工作。She always travels by herself. 她总是独自一人去旅行。这个是by oneself 的用法。
Thank you, Christina. You know, I'm getting worried about Alex and Linda. I'll search for them myself. I think I know where this elevator is.
Peter, don't. We have something to do. We need to finish our lesson. And I'm sure there are a lot of people looking for them, right? All right, friends. Well, right now it's time for us to take a break. Don't go away.We'll be right back. Elevators are fast and very convenient, but there are certain times when you shouldn't take the elevator. You should take the stairs instead. So, Peter, when should you take the stairs and not the elevator?
Well, during an emergency or a fire, don't take the elevator. You should always use the stairs. And, of course, if the elevator is broken, you have to use the stairs, too.
That's right. Friends, remember that. All right, well, let's find out what happens next. Here's conversation C.
Taylor! Linda is stuck in the elevator.
What? You trapped Linda in the elevator?
No. We were both in the elevator and it stopped between floors.
How did you get out?
The elevator doors finally opened and I climbed out. But Linda isn't tall enough.
Well...Let's find Rob. Then we'll save Linda. Phew! Alex is out of the elevator, but Linda is still stuck in there. Poor Linda!
When Alex sees Taylor, he tells her what happened. Taylor thinks Alex trapped Linda in the elevator.
Wait, Alex would never do that. They were both trapped in there together.But Alex got out.
Well, if you are trapped, you can't get out. There's nowhere to go. Have you ever been trapped before?
I have. My younger brother trapped me in my own room. I couldn't get out, and he took the key. Younger brothers, they are trouble sometimes.
Yes, they are. So, Alex is out of the elevator, but Linda is still trapped in there.Wait, how did Alex get out again?
The elevator stopped between floors, and the elevator doors finally opened, and he climbed out.
So where is Linda? I don't understand. Why isn't she out of the elevator?
Because Linda isn't tall enough. She couldn't climb out. You know, Linda might be short, but I've seen her climb before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know she loves climbing trees, and she climbs a ladder to paint the rooms inside her house.
Yeah, but I guess she was too short to climb out of the elevator. That's hard to do because you can't hold on anything, I guess. So what now?
Well, Taylor wants to find Rob. Then they can save Linda. Now, when I think of the word save, I think of a prince saving a princess from an evil witch.
Dun-da-da-dun! I think of a superhero like Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, Iron Man saving people from monsters or dangerous buildings on fire.
Superheroes are great. All right, friends, right now it's time for us to review our keywords. Here we go.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Search. Search. I searched for her downtown all morning.
Trap. Trap. The bully trapped me in my own room.
Stare. Stare. Take the stairs or use the elevator.
Lazy. Lazy. He's very lazy. He never does any work.
Climb. Climb. Sean loves to climb trees.
Save. Save. Please save Sean. He's stuck in a tree. All right, friends, don't forget to practice those key words. Right now, let's go over our conversations one more time. Why didn't you take the stairs?
I always use the elevator. I'm just lazy.
Don't feel bad. This isn't your fault.
I guess, but what are we going to do? We're stuck in the elevator.
Well, shouting didn't work, and the emergency button didn't do anything.
Maybe our friends will look for us soon.
Did you ask Linda for some super glue?
Yes. And she promised to bring some to us.
Then where is it? You called her 15 minutes ago.
True. I'll call her again.
She isn't at her desk?
I guess not. Can you go and look for her?
Sure. Or maybe I'll search for some super glue myself.
Taylor! Linda is stuck in the elevator.
What? You trapped Linda in the elevator?
No. We were both in the elevator and it stopped between floors.
How did you get out?
The elevator doors finally opened, and I climbed out. But Linda isn't tall enough.
Well, let's find Rob. Then we'll save Linda.
Help! Help! I sat on super glue, and I'm stuck!
Don't worry, Ginger. I can help you.
Well, hurry up!
Okay, hold still and don't move.
I can't move. I'm stuck.
Oh, that's right.
It's not funny, Monkey Man.
Oh, you're right. It's not funny.
Let me help you.
Ah! What are you doing?
I'm cutting your hair.
No, don't cut my hair.
But if I don't, you'll be stuck forever.
Okay, cut my hair.
Okay, ooh. Don't move. Don't move.
Cut me.
Oh. Look what I found. My bottle of glue.
Help me. I can't move.
Okay, hang on.
Okay. Oh, hello, friend. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I'm packing for a trip. My family and I are going to another country. Isn't that exciting? I love to travel, but there are a lot of things to remember when you travel. I hope I don't forget anything.
Traveling can be exciting, especially when you travel to another country. Traveling to another country is a great chance to meet new people and to experience a new culture. But there are a lot of things you need to prepare before you travel abroad. First, you need a passport. The passport shows your name, your birthday, and the country you're from. When you travel internationally, you must have a passport. Some countries also want you to have a visa. A visa allows you to enter that country. There are different types of visas. Different visas allow you to stay in the country for different lengths of times. When you travel to another country, you will also need to prepare some of that country's money. Then you will be able to pay for things when you're in that country.
All right, I'm all packed. I have my passport and a visa, and I have some money. Now I just need to get some rest. I don't want to be too tired for my flight. Thanks for coming to visit today. I'll see you next time.
So Linda is still stuck in the elevator, but Taylor, Alex, and Rob go to save her. You know, Peter, I think they will save her, and Linda will be free.
Yeah, but now I'm worried about taking the elevator. I think I'll just get lots of exercise and use the stairs.
Yeah, that's a good idea for now. All right, friends, we're glad you joined us today. Join us again tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.